Good morning. I'm waiting to see what this trash truck is going to do. It's 11:19 a.m. on Thursday, March the 29th, 2018. Yeah, I'm a little bit late today. I was trying It's apparently the recycling truck. Anyway, I was trying to get a little momentum built up for the writing this morning, and it was kind of out. So I didn't get out early, but I just took the kid to work, and I thought if I go back in and sit down, I won't walk today, and I didn't walk yesterday, so I'm out, I'm walking. I'm not too happy about it, but I'm out, I'm walking. It's clouded over. When I took the picture, there was actually some blue sky up there. There's considerably less now. And it feels wet. The air is quite moist. So even though there's pretty calm, every once in a while a breeze will come through. That's really a sharp breeze. Which, given that it's March, given that it's officially spring, but only by a week or so, I guess that's not too surprising. I've had my breakfast. I had some oatmeal. Took the kid to work. I've had some words. I got, you know, almost 1,000 words in a day, but for the amount of time that I spent to get that 1,000 words, it's not exactly what I would call momentum. I'm still hoping to get this draft done before I get the editor's comments back on suicide. Home Run, I will say, Home Run is a lot better shape right now than Suicide Run was right up until the last 3 or 4 days. So I'm very pleased with the way Home Run is coming together. I just need to get back into the story. I need to, without all of my help from Novelrama, which was so much fun. The backlash of, well, yeah, now I have to do it all on my own again. I'm going to get in touch with my writing buddies and see if anybody wants to do some sprints this afternoon. Oh, crap. I'm going to lose most of the afternoon anyway. Well, the late afternoon and evening is pretty clear. I've got a pot of chicken soup I can put on for dinner. So dinner won't be a big deal. Yeah, okay, it's gonna be all right. It'll be okay. And given that this is Thursday, I've basically taken the book, the outline, and cranked out 45,000 words in 46,000 words now in about a week. My daily average is dropping, but the 2 days that I took to go back through and straighten out the plot. There's a problem that I always run into. It's like, oh well, I need to have something else to complicate it. I need to have something else to complicate it. This needs another complication. No. What it needs is a coherent plot. And if I had a conference, if I had a complication, it has to be within the context of the story. And I found myself just adding in things. Oh, well, this would be cool. Well, what about this part? Okay, well, that'd be wonderful. It's actually not all that helpful. So, yeah, I went through and pulled some plot threads out of the tapestry, as it were. And made things a little bit more logical, because the internal consistency matters. I've read a couple of books where one of them wasn't even a particularly new author. Was a new author, young guy, who's doing interesting stuff. But his problem was point of view. He just can't seem to point of view. Can't seem to maintain a point of view. And every time he jumped, the first few times he jumped, it was like, oh, well, that was a mistake. And then it started to be a pattern. It started to be a habit. And then towards the end of the book, every time he did it, I winced. So it's like, I'm going to have to talk to him, because he knows I'm reading the book. He's going to want some feedback on it. It's not a bad story for a middle grades book. It's a lot longer than I think middle grades books generally run. And of course, conforming to type, he cliffhangered the damn thing. But I appreciate that if you're going to write middle grades, if you're going to write YA, generally the consensus is, oh well, you have to hook it, you have to throw a cliffhanger in. It's like, no, I don't know when this became a thing, but I'm finding it tedious. The other book is another author that I met at Smarter Artist. This other book is one where it's actually got a pretty long series. I know it's at least 3 or 4 books. And I started on the first one, and this is somebody who did not learn how to use a backstory. I've had to toss the book. I actually bought it, and I've removed it from my device because it's just... Okay, backstory informs the author. It shouldn't be informing the reader. The only part of the backstory that should ever appear on the page is something that the characters need to know about, that the characters discover, or the characters need to consider in order to inform their own actions. We don't need to hear about, oh, I don't know, we don't need to hear about the Revolutionary War in order to read the story. That doesn't actually involve the history of the United States. So, yeah, that's... I tossed the book when I realized that I had read, starting at about 5%, and I've read through 17%, and I was still being treated to, as you know, Bob's, which is one guy telling another guy something they both know. And I don't really care. So it's very unfortunate structure. I don't really need the history of this planet in order to figure out what's going on in the story.
Good morning.
I'm off. I'm fine. He seems very determined. She seems very determined this morning.
Yeah.
little lady walking her little tiny dog. Dog couldn't weigh more than 3 pounds. But she was moving. She was ready to go for a walk. So yeah, and then I started another book. I think I've read the prequel to this book. I think the problem, I'm reading a book now that seems really familiar. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of backstory. But I think it's part of a series. I'll say it with me. Blog post. I think it's part of a series, and I think I read the first book in the series. Because the more I go, the more this sounds familiar. So I'll give it a little bit of a start. We can give it a little bit of a buy here, pass on backstory, because it's been a long time since I read the first book or the previous book. And so having all this stuff come up to remind me of what happened in the past, okay, yeah. I'm not sure I care, but I think I can justify that in my mind a little better. A little more, I guess is the right word. So yeah, I'm having trouble. This is one of the rare instances where I'm having trouble finding something to read. I'll pick up the thread here eventually. Off I'll go, but that's just as well. I can't find much to read right now because I need to write stuff. And reading takes time away from writing. I can read between books. Doesn't help that I had to take a day and do my own books for tax purposes. I should probably send off my estimated tax payment. Before it gets too close to the weekend. We do have an extra couple of days this period because the 15th falls on, I think, must fall on a Sunday. Saturday. No, I can't be right. 15th must fall on a Sunday. April 1st is the 1st. This is coming Sunday. Also Easter. Which is, I believe, according to canon, always the first Sunday following the first full moon after the equinox. So we must have had a full moon, or Emma, actually I think we're going to have a full moon tomorrow? Saturday? Something like that. Anyway. So it would also be a blue moon if it's Saturday. That's the 31st, which means there has to have been a full moon earlier in the month, but it came before the equinox, so I'm just blathering along, trying not to have dead space in the track again. I'm ready for another cup of coffee. I'm ready for a sit down. I've been sort of pushing this mile, I don't know, or the walk, at least. I pushed on the first mile. I don't know how much I'm actually pushing here on this one. Can't really tell. It's 1428 at the moment, but I don't know what it normally reads here, so I can't tell if I'm going fast or slow. I'm having trouble getting my temperature regulated. It's wetting in my jacket and freezing on my ears. I got the jacket unzipped even. So my body is plenty warm, but my ears are cold, my nose is running, my eyes are running. Yeah, look at that, it's all closed in. I'm looking off to the east where I took the picture this morning. And there's just faintest hint of blue in between some of these clouds in that direction, where I thought it was actually pretty clear in places. Oddly, I'm running into the same problems with Science Fiction Writers of America as I am with Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, is that you're trying to come up with advanced topics for the conference, for the convention. It's actually a conference, it's not a convention. The line between those two is kind of muddy, but I'm looking at the Nebula program, which should be made available to the public. If not already, then very soon. But the Self-Propulsion Committee is kind of struggling with. I'm sure that the coordinating committee believes that they've created a winning program. And about the best I'm willing to grant it is, it's better than last year. The chronic complaint is that, all right, we need some advanced topics. We need some actionable ideas, and what we got is more of the same. I'm still peeved that they took my solo presentation and turned it into a panel that's been stacked with traditionally published authors who are doing a singularly miserable job with social media by being really good examples of what I consider highly risky behaviors in social media. Now, I realize that there is a continuum of risk, of people who are willing to sacrifice existing readers in the hope of getting new ones. And for a lot of people, apparently that's an acceptable risk. And for me, that's not an acceptable risk. My goal is not to alienate anyone, but instead to keep everyone I get and then try to keep them happy. But there are a lot of people who seem to think that no, it's okay. If some people tune out, that's all right. I still have to tell people all the time about my book, because if I don't, nobody will buy my book. Which I think is a bit of a fallacy. I think it's a problematic piece of thinking. And particularly since when you're dealing with social media, you're not dealing with people buying a book anyway. You're dealing with something very different. Because people buy your book when you have the authority. When you ask them to, they buy your book. Because you have the authority with them. You have influence with them. If you ask somebody to buy your book and you have no influence over them, then it's not useful. It's not helpful. Yeah, maybe something will. In fact, I'm pretty sure some of them will. But every time you do that, you run the risk of alienating people who will go away and never come back. That is a huge problem. at any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.